Good morning. Would you like to be introduced?
No, it's not necessary, I don't suppose. We got an organist. Nobody came to find out what hymn I'm going to use. I don't know.
Okay, he's in there.
He'll wait till he gets it. Okay.
What hymn is it?
Oh. Okay. I didn't know if you wanted it now. 374, and I'll try to do all six if we
all six.
Can.
Okay.
All right. Well, good morning to you all. Did I manage to get this operating correctly? Can you hear me? Thank you. Okay. I intend to speak to you this morning on the subject of contrasts. You'll see what I mean shortly. The first contrast, there were two paintings side by side on the wall, and every one of them was beautiful. And on the one, there were children playing, birds in the sky, trees, grass. And the subject of the painting was a very happy and actually proud young couple that were bringing home an infant wrapped up in a blanket and protected from the wind and the cold, and how happy they were. This was a painting, and it was there with a caption in great big letters underneath, "Life." And there was another painting just adjacent to it. And as happy as the first one was, this one is the total opposite. It's very gloomy and dark. It was a painting of an old cemetery. Pretty old. All the grave markers there had been tipped over long ago or broken. And it showed this old cemetery that nobody took care of anymore, overgrown with weeds and so forth. And there was a caption under this painting too, with just one word, like the other one. The word was death. So, life and death. Now, we don't really need to see paintings to learn the difference between life and death. We are very aware of its consequences. Sometimes it is a great shock to people, especially when a young person dies or is killed in an accident. And there is a great contrast between these two things. Now, the Bible shows us this contrast too. It clearly defines death as a separation from life. You cannot have both conditions. And the cause of death entering into the world in the first place was sin on the part of man. And so God's law condemns every sin and threatens death to every sinner who has not learned to repent and look for salvation through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. That God gave his law to the world shouldn't really surprise us. Look how badly we need it. In our own ignorance, we don't know what is right or wrong. But we can depend on the scriptures of our Lord to teach us the truth about that. What pleases God, what displeases God. And as God grants us the ability and the love for him, we strive to follow his will and therefore need not be afraid of death. Because when you die as believers in Christ and his salvation, you will enter eternal life with him in heaven. The other contrast I wanted to talk about briefly is a contrast we have occurring on this particular weekend. Next Monday is Labor Day, and it's a holiday, and people are planning all sorts of things to enjoy themselves. Families will go out to the beach or perhaps on picnics, but let us not forget that although we look forward to the holiday and all the fun that it might bring to us, there is a day that comes before that that is, in your eyes, I hope, as in the eyes of our Lord, is more important even than Labor Day, and that it is the Lord's Day, and that's coming first. In that Lord's Day, God will prepare a feast for us in his word, where we will be able, in contrast to all the fun and activity of Labor Day, we'll be able to experience God's love in Christ. Or when we go to our church, we will be assured by the pastor that all our guilt, all our punishment have been taken away, because Jesus, in love, suffered and died for our sins and for the sins of the world. So this is a contrast also. Labor Day weekend will always be special to people in our country, but the Word of God preached from our pulpits will make this weekend even more special. I trust that you will all rejoice when Sunday comes and you have the opportunity to go to worship and serve our Lord gladly. And that is my prayer for you and for me. Amen. We'll conclude our devotion by singing hymn number 374. I think we have time to sing all the stanzas.